Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hello, this is Mark Sorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast. This discussion will be about how many retirees pay very little in taxes. Be gearing this towards Americans, but certainly non-Americans can have a listen as well. And yes, taxes are an obsession seemingly for everyone around the world. So how do you avoid paying taxes? Well, one way is to not make any money or don't live off of money. It's a good way to avoid paying taxes. Certainly there are countries around the world too, and many of our clients live in them, which have very low tax rates. Some even have no taxes. But for many, that's just not feasible. It's not what they want to do. They want to be close to where they're from or their families or their friends. So that's not really going to be a good option for them. But it is definitely true that many retirees of all types pay very little in taxes. Years ago, after my dad had stopped his career, his full-time work, he was in the military and then did his work in the civil service as a boiler engineer. Dad made this comment to me, "Mark, I'm making more money now than I did when I was working." That wasn't true. And he kind of knew it. But what was happening is his income was simply less subject to taxation. Now, there were other factors as well. All the kids were out of the house and they'd actually paid off the mortgage. So those contributed as well to this idea that he thought he was making more money, but definitely his taxes were less. So how does it actually happen that people, and in this case, I'll be talking about Americans, pay less money in taxes? And I got to tell you, we do plans for people that have significant balance sheets, great net worth, and they're paying really little in taxes. First of all, many people for years have accumulated cash accounts. They have 50, 75, 100, 250, 300, 500,000 in cash. You live off cash, and particularly these days where people are making next to nothing in cash, that's essentially not taxable money. Also, a lot of people live off their brokerage accounts. Now they're getting some dividends. Maybe they're paying some capital gains. But in many countries, particularly here in the States, we have a 0% capital gains bracket. If your income is low enough, you're not going to pay taxes or capital gains on the money that you withdraw from your brokerage account. So it's great to live off of these savings. And the benefits, at least at this point, in very low interest in CDs and deposits, is hardly any taxes to pay on that stuff. Of course, I've even done plans for people that have said, gosh, I can't afford not to retire because their taxes are so little. And there is a fear, and it's just not, I don't think it's justified in so many cases, about how people are going to get clobbered in taxes in retirement. For many people, even the large accounts that you have, the large brokerage accounts, you got $1.5 million, $2 million, $2.5 million, $3 million. The dividends that those will produce and the capital gains are still going to put you in a relatively low tax bracket. Also, for people here in the States that are living off Social Security, depending upon your total income and your marital status, you will only have to claim 50% of your Social Security income as taxable and potentially up to 85%. Also, another tax that you're not paying when you retire, if you don't have earned income, is you're not paying FICA or Social Security anymore. So that's gone. That's wiped away immediately. So this is how it is the case that many people can move into retirement and their taxes will go down sometimes significantly. And that is a very significant revelation we have as we go over the numbers with many of our clients. We just compare what they're paying in taxes now versus what they're going to pay in taxes in retirement. And a lot of time, the whole numbers are dramatically less, and clearly their effective income tax rate is quite a bit less too. And some people move to states where they don't pay taxes too. So that's another factor that comes into play. So for retirees or people looking towards their future, you want to be prudent, save in smart ways, but gosh, taxes aren't going to be necessarily for most people won't do the kind of damage that you might think they're going to end up doing to your long-term health and retirement.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.